Science has shown that the mind and body are connected through neurochemical pathways. This means that whatever our mind thinks or believes can affect our body, and that body emotions can affect our mind and thoughts. This is a very powerful concept, for it places responsibility back to you, the person who is allowing the thought or emotion to exist. This suggests that many of our physical health problems have their roots or causes in the emotional department of our nervous system. In today's world, it is challenging to be fully aware of what we are feeling or thinking in every moment. We have been subconsciously influenced or programmed, if you will, with thought patterns and belief systems that came from our experiences of life, our family, or cultural beliefs, and society's beliefs on the whole. These all have a profound impact on our daily decisions and emotional reactions. Just as it is wise to regularly clean out old files and programs on a computer so that it operates efficiently, it would be wise to clean out our body computer of old thought patterns and belief systems that may not be serving us anymore. It is important when we do a clearing of body-mind programs not to judge the person, the experience, or the belief system as either good or bad. It may have served a purpose at that time, but it might not anymore. Remember that you have the power to allow the thought or emotion at any moment, so you have the power to release it. To some, this may sound like a lot of work, but the way to do it is much easier than you may think. To do this, in many cases, all you have to do is pay attention, and number two, give intention. The first part, attention, means taking the time when something is going on in your life to ask yourself and feel in your body, what am I feeling right now? Do I feel comfortable and accepting of what's going on, or am I feeling irritated or uncomfortable? You don't have to have an answer. You're just being present with the feeling and giving it attention. It could also be a positive feeling that you're having. But again, it's not about judging good versus bad. It's just, what am I feeling? The second part, intention, is for you to first decide whether you wish to release the feeling or vibration from every cell of your body, or uninstall it, or to have a neutral or more desired feeling programmed into every cell of your body. Installing. If the choice is to release or uninstall the particular vibration or feeling or reaction, then begin to visualize, breathe, feel the whole body releasing the energy of that emotion from above your head and down through your body and into the earth. The intention to do so is a very powerful tool over your neurology. If you want a new desired emotional state or reaction, you would first visualize the desired state and, using your intention, see it coming into your body from above down. This time, however, the intention is focused on installing it into every cell of your body. Taking a deep breath in and blowing out usually helps to facilitate this process. Throughout all of your life, remember to breathe deeply. This exercise is not meant to deflect the issues at hand without really looking at them. This is merely a tool that anyone can use to assist the body to cleanse itself of obstructions that may have become impediments to working through issues and stresses in life. Definitely devote time to reading books on personal growth, seek therapy, discuss feelings and opinions with others that have your best interests at heart, as well as take the time to be alone with yourself to tune in to what you are feeling and who you really are. If there is truth in the statement that we create our reality based on our thoughts, then we owe it to ourselves to take responsibility and cleanse our systems to the best of our abilities. Anything that we desire in life, whether it's better health, relationships, wealth, etc., is within our grasp if we first ask our higher mind or a higher self for it. The higher self is the part of us that innately knows that we are pure, limitless beings connected to the entire universe. Our higher self is concerned for the good of all, not just for the good of self. It is the source of intuition and guidance. Its aim is a win-win outcome. But how can it manifest through us if we have unconscious or subconscious energetic programs that conflict with our purest intentions? This technique and guided intention is a very powerful tool to bring the body and mind into alignment with the higher self, because when we do this, we enliven the body-mind connection. Don't just ask to end a pain, illness, or unpleasant life situation. Intend to understand and heal its original cause. This way, we may learn life's lessons and begin to understand our own truth. Here is the invocation that I created for my patients. They have reported dramatic changes in their lives when they use it. Be aware that at first, it may have created disruption in parts of their lives, but they always kept in mind that they asked for it and that they must trust the process. Trusting the process without knowing how it all works may be one of our most difficult lessons in life, yet it is one of the most freeing and rewarding lessons to master. The invocation is as follows. On all levels of my being, I release the cause of any and all energies that I may harbor for any reason that are not serving the growth and the evolution of my higher self. I receive only that which serves my higher self's journey on all dimensional levels. I forgive myself and everyone for everything if it serves our highest good, now and always. You can get much more specific with how you wish to ask and what you wish to ask for based on your life journey. This invocation acts as a template with 4 points, and they are the keys to co-creation. Number one, the intention behind all levels of my being should include visualizing or feeling your whole physical body right down to the tiniest particles that make up your cells. Remember that there may be emotional, chemical, and energetic levels to what you are intending on healing. See yourself traveling through time and space from past to present to future, and surrender to all possible realities that you may never have considered to exist. The way I do this is by seeing myself as a burning star or sun, filled with light and shining out in all directions. Number two, allow your higher mind and not your own beliefs to determine the cause of the problem you wish to release. You may need to surrender your own personal concept or belief of what you thought may be causing your pain, condition, or situation. This frees your higher mind to reach to the source event and all other events related to it, which is most important if you do not want the condition or lesson to repeat or return. Number three, be willing to forgive participants, including yourself. For example, if you have an issue in trusting others, you may be holding on to a past experience energetically where trust was breached. You do not have to remember when the event occurred. Just open your channel to issues of trust and relationships, and once you have done that, give intention to forgive the cause of why you cannot trust, no matter who is involved. Forgiveness does not justify the past action or experience, but it does allow to move on and heal. Out with the old. Next, visualize and let the whole body feel what it would be like to be in a relationship where you are completely trusting and trusted. In with the new. The next time you have a situation involving trust, it may seem a little unfamiliar, but you should notice that the body does not seem to react in the old way. If it is still present with a slight reaction, less intensity, you may have to do a little more intention with it, but it will go eventually with attention and intention. Receive what you have asked for. It can be that easy if we get out of our own way and let it flow. Finally, number four, by stating, if it serves my highest good and the good of others, now and forever, at the end of every intention, you command these changes to be permanent and timeless. You will also know that there is no harm or forced change intended upon you or others if your wish is not in alignment with anyone's highest good. This helps to cancel any wishes or desires which are possibly coming from the ego, body, or physical body's desires. Remember that you create all situations in your life, so instead of blaming others and the outside world for your unhappiness or dissatisfaction, take responsibility and will it to change. Most importantly, do not try to change others, for they are responsible for themselves. Rather, ask to clear the energies that you carry that are making you respond in a way other than what you would like. Undoing something means it is no longer a statement of who you are. Similarly, do not be ashamed to ask for anything that you would like. Give your wish list over to the universe. See in your mind's eye what it would feel like to have it already received. Think and feel it in the now, so that it can begin to manifest in the here and now. Always ask your higher mind if you don't know the answer to anything. Ask to be shown and stay open to the answer. Relearn how to follow your heart and become one with all that is. This is true co-creation. This technique can be adapted to any situation. Do not assume that you are clear with past issues. Review your life without overanalyzing or judging. Use this tool to check in and clear yourself, like playing a game of self-improvement. You then know that you have looked at the issues or past experience already, rather than assuming it is, quote, done and over, unquote. Remember that the body stores trillions and trillions of bits of information, so it is quite common to have many issues to deal with in the beginning. If you need to write things down on a daily basis, do so. Pay attention to all the things that have happened to you, all the things that were said to you or about you, all the things you have said or thought about another, or that you thought about yourself. Ask yourself which behaviors you liked and which you did not. Did it produce a feeling of discomfort in your body? Were you critical of yourself, or were you supportive? Once you have an idea of what you want and don't want, apply the invocation with intent. As you do this exercise more and more, you will find yourself to be more present in today and flowing with life, as opposed to feeling lost in the past or future, not really enjoying the moment. The light inside you will begin to shine brighter as the thing you asked for starts arriving and the things that you ask to release start disappearing. When you notice these changes occurring, remember to take a moment and thank your higher self and feel it traveling through your whole body, for this is the true gift of co-creation. Please note that you may feel more sensitive to stimuli, such as people, food, music, etc. This is just you becoming more present in what you are really feeling at all times. You stop judging that particular stimuli as either good, bad, right, or wrong. Instead, you begin to see things as part of the whole that it is itself allowed what to be. This is just you becoming more present with what you are really feeling at all times. You stop judging that particular stimuli as either good, bad, right, or wrong. Instead, you begin to see things as part of the whole that is itself allowed to be what it is. This is what has been termed unity consciousness or God consciousness. There is no separating you from all that is. What has changed is that you have regained the power to choose the thoughts, words, actions, foods, friends, and experience that either raise or lower your vibration. Learn to shine again and be a star. Pay attention and use attention and intention. Use the following prayer as a guide until this information is one with all levels of your being. Don't believe in any of what I have written merely because I have written it. Put it to the test. Ask for truth to be shown to you and face the truth. This part is not always easy and requires persistence, especially when you start changing and others don't. They may challenge you, and you will begin to doubt yourself and fall victims to their fears. Stay centered and breathe. Remember to let them be, and soon they will let you be. Listen to the guided meditation every day when you wake up and before you go to bed for the next 30 days. Do it with intention. Modify it to fit your life situations and your wishes. Just remember to use it all the time. Use the force. It's like taking time every day to weed out your garden. If you don't do it daily, eventually your whole life becomes a garden of weeds. Happy gardening.